Well, she has made it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Miss Bonnie Bishop hanging out in studio with us. How are you, ma'am?
I'm so good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you for taking a minute and coming to chat with us today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing you and just catching up and playing some music.
I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of impressed you can talk to me and do social media at the same time.
Oh, I can do. You remember that time? Was I in here that time that I broke that studio live on the air and changed the studio while I was doing my interview? Or changed the string? While I was doing my interview and then still hit the downbeat?
Yes. And I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. That kind of happens to me on a regular basis. I've gotten good at managing catastrophe.
It takes me 11 days to change a string. I'm like, I'll get to it some other day.
I'll get to it next month.
So tonight is night number two
The
residency right around the corner from us at Fort Worth Live. And you're a gal that really doesn't do residency. So this is a really cool deal.
Yeah. You know, I moved to Fort Worth about a year and a half ago, and I have had such a good time, you know, getting to know different venues around town this year and new stuff that's come up. And I really liked that club, Fort Worth Live, that they've, you know, built. I guess it's been like a little over a year now or a year and a half. It's a cool listening room. It's upstairs. It's pretty small. It holds maybe like 120 people, but it's a great feel. And we have this new record coming out this year. And so, honestly, I just wanted to practice with the band. So I was like, well, why don't we just practice in front of people instead of in the basement?
It's like, before we do these songs and promote them, let's make sure people like them.
Let's make sure we can play them. I think that's more what I was worried about. I can't control if people like them. And if they don't like them, they don't like them. But I can control whether or not I have rehearsed. We're basically doing live rehearsal every Tuesday night this month. Up there at Fort Worth Live.
So this is a full band show.
Yep, they're full band shows, and it's free to get in. And they, you know, we had a great crowd last week, and, you know, we expect to just, you know, keep building on that, having fun.
It's such a neat venue, man, because people are actually paying attention. That's
right.
So cool about that place.
Yeah, it's definitely a listening room, which is cool, Yeah.
You're talking about this new album.
Yep.
I've been following you on social media, like, hurry up. So it's done?
Yeah. We started recording it in August. We had a week in August that we worked on it, and then I flew back up in December. We had one more song that we cut and mixed and mastered it, so it's done. It's done. It's listenable. It's not on a CD. It's not out in the world yet, but it is in its incubator, you know, getting ready to come out.
So it's an exciting time for you.
It is really exciting. You know, I guess it's been 3 years since I put out a record, which doesn't really seem that long. You know, I think other people think of, you know, if you go too long, if you go 6 months or a year, people are going to forget about you. But that's not really the case with Texas fans, you know. I mean, I've had people come into my shows for 18 years, so.
And honestly, I don't want to hear what you have to say if it only took you 6 months to write it.
No kidding.
And record it.
Yeah, this record took me some time. And really, you know, I wanted to experiment, you know, because I don't feel like I have any rules anymore. I kind of threw the rule book out a little while ago, and really, you know, had a lot of deeper things that I was struggling with, but I didn't want to put out a sad record. So it was kind of an interesting journey of finding the right producer, and I had somebody in mind who I ended up getting to work with, and it's an incredible drummer named Steve Jordan. And I wanted to work with Steve because he's one of the best drummers in the world. Most other drummers would agree with that, and he has an incredible sensibility for creating beats and grooves.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, if I can say the deepest thing I want to say, but if it's got this cool groove to it, people are more likely to get sucked into the music and then maybe listen to the words. It's just kind of, you know, the way it goes. And not only that, I wanted a record that I wanted to get up and play every night, you know? So I didn't want to sit on stage and sing a bunch of sad ballads. So we needed to create, you know, a groove and a bed for this music to live in. And it's really cool. It's very different from my other stuff. But
this is finally the polka album I've been looking for.
Finally the polka.
Finally! So excited.
The polka EDM record I've always wanted to.
She's wearing a giant marshmallow head the whole time. It's a big time. It is. So did all these your songs, you do any covers, some co-writes?
No, had some co-writes. Had three different co-writers, new co-writers. And in fact, I wrote all these songs with those three people in a period of about a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like all these songs were bottled up or these thoughts were bottled up and then they all spilled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I intended to keep writing, but those were the songs that came out. So those were the songs that we recorded. And then I wrote one song by myself here in Fort Worth when I first moved here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was kind of lonely. And I was sitting over at my new house, and the song is called I Don't Like to Be Alone.
Aww.
But that's the only song.
That's the sad ballad on the album?
Yeah, but it's not sad. It's got a good groove to it.
Okay,
you know? It's
cool.
It's a good groove. So, but yeah, I have three people that helped me write the songs, and it's a short album, but it's mm-hmm. long.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's seven songs, but it's 45 minutes long.
Wow.
So
there
lots
are
of
some
radio
grooves.
Cuts.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
There's a lot of 7-minute songs, you know. So
thank goodness we're an independent station.
Yeah,
we
no
don't
kidding.
Have to follow those rules.
I think I have a couple songs that are already in your time frame. But yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't trying to follow rules. I wasn't trying to make things that would make it on radio. Wasn't trying to make anything like what I've done before, what anybody mm-hmm. else had done. I just, this really like came from me, from, it's like a soul cry, but mm-hmm. you know, a rally cry too. So it's really cool. I'm really excited to put it out.
Sounds like songs that you had to get out.
Songs that I had to get out. Yeah. And I approached it like this might be the last record of original material I make, because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went for the producer that I wanted to work with, and I put my very best songs in there, and you know, just we went for it, and it's different and it's really cool, and I'm looking forward to playing it for the next couple years.
Hopefully. Cannot wait to hear it. Obviously, we're going to hear some tonight. Bonnie Bishop tonight at Fort Worth Live, her night number two of her residency. Get there early, get yourself a good seat, because this is going to be a fun show, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Who do you have playing with you tonight?
So Ryan Tharp is playing guitar with me.
Can't get rid of him, can you?
Yeah. I hope not.
Understand.
So he'll be playing guitar and steel, and Aiden Bubeck's playing mm-hmm. bass with me right now, which is awesome. Known him a long time. And really great drummer that Ryan found in Dallas a couple years ago. He has a studio actually here in Fort Worth, so he does a lot of work here.
Very cool.
Name's Clint Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll
mm-hmm.
be the four of us on stage. And if there are any great piano players, I will have a piano on stage. I play it.
Mm-hmm.
But if any piano players are out there that want to come sit in on a song or two, we would love to have some, you know, I don't know any great piano players yet in Fort Worth. So
Chris Watson, if you're listening, come join
yeah,
us.
Come on, yeah. Chris. Anyway, so we'll be up there, four or five of us, and should be a good show tonight.
Should be fun. So you got Jacob Furr's guitar
in here.
Yeah, I
borrowed Jacob's guitar,
which was very nice of him.
Mine and Ryan's car, so it's a very nice Taylor guitar.
Right now he is sweating it.
Yeah.
Oh, please be careful. Please,
I know it.
So you're going to do a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play you. This is the title track off the new record. It's called The Walk. Oh, the past is never dead, they say. Oh, maybe we'll meet on the walk someday. And if time does heal and love can save, then I'll know the truth when I see your face. Mm-hmm. Was it real or a vision all along? Can I trust myself to know what's right and wrong? Give me strength, Lord, I gotta carry that bite. Baby, burdened souls never sleep at night. And I can't let go, 'cause I don't know why. Oh, I'm still living for a love that's died. Was it real or a vision all along? Can I trust myself to know what's right and wrong? Give me strength, Lord, I gotta carry on. So maybe we'll meet on the walk someday. Oh.
Holy cow. Oh, my gosh. Bonnie Bishop hanging out in studio with us again. She'll be playing at Fort Worth Live tonight for that Tuesday night residency. Man, I remember a time way back when you couldn't play guitar.
Oh, I know. I tell people all that. You know, or that all the time. They're like, when did you start playing guitar? When you were 5? And I was like, no, when I was 26. I'd already put out 2-3 records and already been playing in at clubs and stuff for at least 5 years. And I had somebody playing rhythm guitar, so I didn't have a need. And then when he was like, I'm done with this, I'm sick of playing pig races and sports bars with you for no money, then, you know, he left and I was like, oh, I better learn how to play guitar. Yeah, so I taught myself in about 30 days.
That was intensive training right
there.
It
was very intensive training. Well, I mean, I could play like 3 songs at the end of 30 days live on stage with myself, which was, you know, I was really surprised because my mom got me a guitar for Christmas when I was 18, and it was like after 2 days, my fingers hurt so bad, you know, I didn't have any calluses
yet. You
gotta
build those up, yeah.
Get this. I'm never
this
touching
is
this.
Stupid.
And then I broke a string, and I remember it came up and it like hit me in the forehead, and it made me so mad, it scared me, you know, that I was like, I'm never playing it again. Because then you never know when one of those strings is gonna break, and then what are you gonna do? And then what's gonna happen? You know, I couldn't change my strings for probably till I was 30. But.
That's so funny. So this new album, when are we going to hear it? Do you know when they'll have a date set, kind of a release yet?
Yeah, I think it's going to release probably late August, early September. Mm-hmm. But we're working out now. You know, I want to release a couple songs between now and then. I mean, okay. There's not a lot of songs on it, so you don't want to release the record before
right.
the record comes out. But I have 2 songs in mind that I'd like to release in advance. I've learned not to make too many promises and say stuff because then it doesn't happen. But, you know, we're planning on putting some new stuff out. And I also, on the side, for fun last year, we made an acoustic record.
Really?
In my house, recorded in my house in Fort Worth. Our friend Grant Wilburn came over and helped me put this record together. And it's basically songs from my old records that I took them all down from iTunes. So my old records aren't up. So I took stuff from like Soft to the Touch and like those older records and recorded them acoustically in the house because, again, I just feel like I want to give my I want to remember my fans that have been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of them, I don't know that they're going to go on this journey of this new music with me. You know, it's different. But so we have these two records that I'm basically going to put out this year. So I'll probably put the acoustic record. I'll probably just throw that up on iTunes mm-hmm. and be like,
here it is, everybody.
Yeah, here it is. This is a placeholder until the other record comes out. But
that's cool, though.
Yeah, I've been really busy since I've moved here.
It sounds like it.
Made a lot of music and, you know, having a lot of fun living here. It's just mm-hmm. really great to be back in Texas and not always be thinking, like, when am I going to pack up and go home?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm home. And it's
now you're here.
It's just nice to, like, just get up every day and live life and, you know, not be looking to go anywhere. You know, I'm just happy to be here, really.
Well, we're glad you're here. Glad you're at Fort Worth Live tonight. Bonnie Bishop tonight at Fort Worth Live. Free show. Do you know what time that starts?
That's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. That's right. It's good for old folks like me.
That's right. Me too.
We can get out of there early.
I'll be home in bed by 11 o'clock.
That's awesome. Bonnie, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us.
It was great to see you again.
It was good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm looking forward to this new album.
I'll be getting them to you.
That'll be great. Sure. Bonnie Bishop tonight, Fort Worth Live. We are the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.